This is Radio Superior 1959, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Hey-ho, cats and kittens, Happy New Year! Tim Michaels here, your old fuddy-duddy buddy on a bearskin rug and a ready watch of Thursday, December 31st, 1959. Oh boy, the end of the 50s, the end of my world. Denny Anderson has the late 11 o'clock news, so we can wave goodbye to the best times of our lives.
Being a wee bit dramatic, aren't we, Tim?
It's the 50s, man. It'll never be the same. It was a big tickle blast with scary rock and roll, greasers, crew cuts, 57 Chevys, poodle skirts, and Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, the 50s were great. Except for rock and roll. Except for weirdo hairdos and haircuts. But the dog skirts, they were okay.
The Beeb will still be on TV, and so will Eddie Haskell.
Don't you just hate Eddie Haskell? He's so insincere and picks on the Beeb and Lumpy.
How Wally can be friends with Eddie, I'll never know.
Me neither, Cool Cal. The Foxhole Gang will be here to gab about the lost 50s and coming 60s. The Liars Club will have some boss tales, and Cool Cal has rear-end sports.
That would be ear-end sports, Tim.
Ha ha! Ear, not rear!
And we'll have solemn things to do tonight as we close the curtain on the best years of my life.
Wow, so dramatic.
Just plain pathetic. And whiny.
I'm with the Colonel on this one. I don't think I can put up with an hour of him acting like his pet ran away.
A little pathetic, but we should be understanding here, guys.
Thanks, Bertie. That's all I ask. And some bread. Loan me some bread, Mr. Ag Agent.
A few slices or a whole loaf?
Squaresville. The 11 p.m. news tab is being picked up by Campus Erickson Motors, where they have the hottest set of wheels on the scene. The 1960 Dodge Dart two-door sedan for just $2,407. Campus Erickson, 1318 Ogden Avenue in Superior. It's your turn on the calendar, Denny.
Proxmire might test Humphrey if Kennedy doesn't run for president. Bob Thomas has the tragedies of 1959 from Hollywood. And the steel strike continues as members vote. We begin our world report from Washington.
This is Lyle C. Wilson in the nation's capital. Democratic Senator William Proxmire welcomes the entry of Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey into Wisconsin's presidential primary, but said Humphrey will not win by default. Unless Humphrey has other opposition, Proxmire says he will run as a favorite son candidate in the April 5th primary. Proxmire, in effect, thus invited Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts to make Wisconsin a principal battleground in his expected bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. Humphrey announced his candidacy yesterday, and Kennedy is expected to do the same on Saturday. Quoting Senator Proxmire, "I certainly welcome Senator Humphrey to Wisconsin. He will make an extremely attractive candidate, a splendid spokesman for Democratic principles, and if elected, a great president. But I won't make the race as long as the voters have a choice." End quote. Among the others prominently mentioned for nomination, Adlai Stevenson, Senate Democratic leader Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas, and Democratic Senator Stuart Symington of Missouri. All have made it clear they will not willingly let their names go into any primaries. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
This is your Hollywood correspondent Bob Thomas in Tinseltown, where the tears flowed in 59. Never have there been so many deaths of personalities in a single year. You can expect each year the passing of those who have reached the end of long careers, as with Ethel Barrymore, Cecil B. DeMille, Victor McLaughlin, and Edmund Gwenn in 1959. But the year also brought the deaths of figures who were still in the midst of productive careers. We bid adieu to Errol Flynn, Lou Costello, and Paul Douglas. They died of natural causes. In addition, Carl Switzer, also known as Alfalfa of Our Gang, was killed in an argument, and George Reeves shot himself. It was thusly a tragic and eventful year. Here is how the top 10 Hollywood stories looked from this reviewing stand. Number 1, Khrushchev visits Hollywood. This was drama of the highest kind, and he outshone his stellar supporting cast to play it to the hilt. Number 2, Debbie Reynolds divorces Eddie Fisher. It was a severing of one side of the triangle of the decade. So, number 3, Eddie Fisher marries Elizabeth Taylor. Wah, 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 boom. 4, Cecil B. DeMille dies. He was the giant among filmmakers, the most successful of all time. 5, Ethel Barrymore ends her illustrious career. Her death closed a brilliant era of the theater. Next Hollywood shifts its moral views. Franker film content was a running story that evoked controversy and threats of censorship. Number 8, Errol Flynn. His wicked, wicked ways dies at 50 years old. Hollywood's most famous libertine went out as he wished, living the gay life. 9, Anna Kashfi battles Marlon Brando. Their weird marriage sputtered out amid much recrimination. 10, Mario Lanza's life ends in Rome at 38. The gifted singer died suddenly, the victim of a success he couldn't handle. From Tinseltown, this is your reporter, Bob Thomas.
This is Hal Boyle in New York. It's time again for our annual fuzzy forecast of the future. Surprisingly, the old crystal ball is clearer than usual on what lies ahead in the next 12 months. After a decade as muddy as the 1950s, it can't get anything but clearer. Life in 1960 looks downright pixie. Here are a few unsafe and zany predictions on the coming year. The Soviet Union will land the first dog on the moon. 3 months later, spurred on by angered animal lovers around the world, the United States will land a smaller rocket on the moon containing 3 cans of dog food and a can opener that can be operated by paw. Fidel Castro of Cuba will shave. Red China, worried about overpopulation, will export 3 million tons of birth control literature to India, 2 million tons to the Soviet Union, and 1 million tons to America. On the domestic political front, the Republicans, sensing the country is in the mood for real economy, will nominate Richard M. Nixon for both president and vice president. The Democrats will nominate a real dark horse for president, Senator Edmund Muskie of Maine, and campaign under an old GOP slogan, "As Maine goes, so goes the nation." In a hands-across-the-distaff gesture, the Democrats will name for vice president either Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt or actress Lauren Bacall. Claire Booth Luce will be offered the post secretly, but will turn it down. In the sports world, manager Casey Stengel of the New York Yankees will win the World Series, retire from baseball, and buy a bowling alley. He will then drill and find oil under it. Heavyweight title holder Ingemar Johansson will duck any further fights until he completes his life story, Thunder and Lightning, his nickname for his right fist. In New York, this is Hal Boyle.
The 4-month steel strike, the longest in history, is coming down to a vote by the United Steelworkers Union. More than 500,000 workers went on strike July 15th in what has been the longest steel strike in history. President Eisenhower invoked the Taft-Hartley Act in October, but the union sued, continuing the strike until November 7th, when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Taft-Hartley, forcing workers back on the job. That started an 80-day cooling-off period, but now the union is voting on the company's latest offer for a 7-cent-an-hour increase and an automatic cost-of-living clause. The Treasury hopes to cut the national debt by $6 billion in the next 6 months, but apparently not enough to avoid another temporary boost in the debt ceiling. The debt is now $291 billion. KUWS Radio News Time is 11:07. Tim Michaels has this message from Kappus Erickson.
Have you checked out the new 1960 Dodge Dart as of yet, boy? Oh, boy, it is a beauty. It's a two-door sedan and is listed at $2,407. Optional equipment, fresh air heater, $74.40. Air foam cushion, $7.20. Padded dash, $13.50. Underseal, $12.85. Standard equipment, electric windshield wipers, oil filter, air cleaner, armrest, dual visors, ashtray. Make sure that you take a look at this beauty. It's the 1960 Dodge Dart at $2,407, a gorgeous two-door sedan. Immediate delivery at Kappus Erickson, 1318 Ogden Avenue in Superior, or phone X444-83. Denny?
The Superior Federation of Teachers yesterday offered a new proposal in the current controversy over salary increases. The new proposal demands a $100 across-the-board raise and $200 increment at the 10th step of the salary scale and full payment of medical insurance premiums. The school board estimates medical benefits to cost about $180 a year on the family basis per teacher. And sweeping state family code revisions take effect tomorrow. KUWS Radio Newsman Mike Simonson reports.
Marriages Perform signs, a trademark of Justices of the Peace across the country, come down in Wisconsin tomorrow, a tightening of the state's family relations law, effective January 1st. It restricts performance of marriage ceremonies to judges and clergymen. This eliminates court commissioners as well as JPs. The law, known as the Family Code, also boosts the price of a marriage license from $1.50 to $3.50. Although grounds for divorce remain about the same, a 60-day cooling-off period has been added in an attempt to stem the state's 4,500-a-year divorce rate. The new procedure, adopted first in Illinois, has been upheld by its Supreme Court. Meanwhile, out-of-state divorces will come under Wisconsin's one-year ban on remarriage tomorrow, Denny.
If you're going to drink tonight, it'll probably be cheaper to use a taxi than drive your own car. Police Chief Arthur Buchanan says anyone arrested for drunken driving is subject to a $100 fine and losing their driver's license for a year. Nearly a full force of policemen is on duty tonight. Buchanan says nobody will be bothered from having a good time, but lawbreakers will have to suffer the consequences. And finally, two veteran railroaders who have been with the Great Northern for nearly a half century have made the same New Year's resolution. They resolved to retire as of tonight. When conductor William Venner and engineer Andrew Lendu brought the Great Northern Badger into Superior at noon today, they were met by GN officials for a farewell handshake and the congratulations on jobs well done. Both started working for Great Northern the same year. Conductor Venner began in 1910 as a brakeman, and engineer Lendu as a fireman. And that's the 11 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
Boy, it should be cool if they ended that steel strike.
You got that right. 3,000 people would be back to work at the Morgan Park Duluth Works, not to mention the Iron Range mines and ore boats running again next spring. Still down in the mouth about the 50s ending?
It'll never be the same, man. I mean, it's time to move on to the 60s, but it won't be the 50s, which wasn't the 40s, which weren't the 30s, which didn't come even close to the 20s, which...
We get the point, Tim.
Hey, we're going to roll out the Big Bang, Cats and Kittens, with the top 14 rock and roll tunes of the 50s with the whole gang. But first, the forecast for this New Year's Eve 1959, I think we're going to cry. 1960 will come in chrome-plated with partly clear stars in the ceiling and a balmy low of 15 degrees above the zip mark. And a high tomorrow, get the bikinis out, cats and kittens, it's a hot 33 above freezing degrees. Now from the cream of the crop, from the top of the pops, from the stack at the back of the wax, here's Ruby Baby and the Drifters on KUWF.
Well, I got a girl and Ruby is her name.
Ruby, 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 Baby.
She don't love me, but love her just the same.
Yeah.
about we make this a KUWS Twin Spin. Here's Maybe, music by the Chantels from 1958. A little R&B for you on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. Still blew it anyway. That's the Chantels and Maybe from 1958. And we're going nutsy with the Twin Spins. Out of nowhere, Cats and Kittens. We started in 1956 with Hot Wax from the Drifters and Ruby Baby and some cool backup timber.
So what is it, hot or cool?
Don't confuse me there, Big D. I'm on fire tonight. Listen. As the 50s go like a meteor, let's cast an eyeball to our man on the street for the New Year's Eve doings with lovable, laughable, able, stable...
Whoa, Kaz! You're on a roll. It's gonna crash.
I wound up, Gun. It's the last day of our decade.
It's Jake, brother. It's Jake. We'll still be cool cats. And tell Denny to throw a bucket of ice water in your skull.
Don't forget the water part or it's gonna hurt there, Big D.
I'm at Howard's Bar in Superior's friendly East End. And everybody's cubed, man.
Like square.
But they're still real gone with wacky hats and weird-sounding things that roll up after they're done blowing.
Ah, they're noisemakers. We got tin horns and little wooden drums, metal shakers and tin lithographs. Pretty nifty. And what's your name then, young man?
Machine Gun Kelly. I'm the night guy on KUWS. When I'm not being pummeled by toughs or arrested by Officer Callahan.
Oh, that's a gangster name then.
Thanks. And your name?
Bill. I run Howard's Bar with Dick and Frank.
So, where's Howard?
Howard? Oh, yeah, because it's named Howard's Bar. Yeah, there's no Howard.
What gives?
Well, I wanted to call it Frank's. Dick wanted to call it Bill's. Frank wanted to call it Dick's. So we settled on Howard's.
Weirdo mundo, daddy-o.
We ring in the new year tonight and have all sorts of fun with quite a feed from the Concordia Church kitchen ladies, Dottie and the girls. They make nice sandwiches, you know. We'll have a real big to-do tomorrow, too. We got this brand-new color TV. And we'll have the Rose Bowl parade from 10:30 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. And everybody's invited to come and watch the color TV then.
I've never seen color TV. That's real gone, which is what I'm going to do now. Thanks, Frank.
That's Bill, then.
Machine Gun Kelly is our man on the street tonight. Next, it's some movie theater. Now, from the top 14 rock and roll discs of the soon-to-be late 50s, From Decca Records, the anthem of the 50s. From 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets, Rockin' Earl on the Clock on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat right so. Join me, home. Have some fun when the first light. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7. And we're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so are you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
In the middle of a KUWS 1959 New Year's Eve twin spin.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, who wrote the book of love. I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of love. Find out why it's true.
Wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you're never, 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 never going to part. In Chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. When it says you're in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. Chapter 2, you tell her, you never, 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 never gonna part. In Chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In Chapter 4, you break up, but you give it just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes, I do.
Who wrote the book of love? I wonder who, yeah, who wrote the book of love?
Yeah, we're
Coach Winston.
We're winning so much tonight that the big T here is dizzy. The Monotones and the Book of Love from 1958. So far, they're one and only hits on Kickin' KUWS or anywhere else.
We have many New Year's baby gifts given by generous local merchants to the first baby born in 1960 in Douglas County.
It's a pile, man, a pile of good stuff I could use.
Like the baby nursery chair from the Kinder House at 1226 Tower Avenue, or the playpen from the Evening Telegram, or the case of Heinz baby food from Red Owl.
Ooh, I've got one. Kittyland, the big store for little people, is giving away a comfortable full-size crib bumper pad to go with that playpen, Denny. You'd like that, Tim.
Tim would also like the polyethylene diaper pail from South End Drugstore and the 20 quarts of gold meadow milk from Russell's Creamery. Yeah, that sounds great, eh, Bertie?
Ooh, as ag agent for Douglas County, I must endorse all products from our local dairies without taking sides.
Yeah, McMichael's would enjoy a case of 24 cans of Gerber baby food from the 7th Street Super Value and a Bivin diaper cleaning for a month from Hotkins Laundry.
A clean baby is a healthy baby, and I suppose that goes for DJs, too.
Now, George Gene Newton of George Gene Newton Yaley Realty is giving out a pacifier.
Well, you're pulling out all the stops there, aren't you, McNewton? I hope you don't break the bank on that.
I've already got one of those.
For those of you keeping score from home in order of appearance, that was County Agriculture Agent Claude Call Me Bertie Ebling, Chief Engineer Joe Gardonio, Civil Defense Horn Division something-something Colonel Joseph Buster Raffley, and George G. Newton of George G. Newton Yaley Realty.
I was thinking more in the line with a $5 savings account from National Bank of Commerce, or the electric pulsating massage pillow from Lurie Furniture, or 5 pounds of Arco coffee from Bueller's Grocery, or the bottle of wine from Zanuzowski, or the cigars from Russell Brothers.
Just having some fun, Timmy. Just having some fun with you.
Well, I was serious. He needs a bib and a diaper pail.
Hey, Brander's Music has an album of children's records.
Bad work. Cool Cal Sabatini, who I noticed was not among the wisecrackers here, is up next with the last sports of 1959.
Stay strong, Timmy, old boy. Just stay strong.
But it's so sad to say goodbye to 1959 to the 50s, Georgie.
Another new low of whining.
I may need a hug, Colonel.
Men don't hug. And if you do, I'll slug.
You can.
I'm not kidding. I'm a poet. And don't know it.
But your feet show it.
But I'm bump.
You could have been my last hug of the 50s. Anybody else?
Nope.
Newsmen don't hug.
It's uncomfortable just thinking about it.
It could lead to dancing.
Hockey players don't hug.
I'm okay with it if it's a leaning from the waist type quickie.
Ain't that sweet. Let's spin on with our top 14 rock and roll hits of the 50s, and I have no idea which one this is. This is Fast Domino, the 1956 platter Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill. On Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still. On Blueberry Hill, it lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow playing love's sweet melody, but all of the vows you made were never to be. So we're apart. Love, sweet melody, but all of the vows you made were only to be. So we're apart. You caught a
Last time we're getting a thrill on Blueberry Hill and even the moon stood still. From Imperial Records, Fats Domino and Blueberry Hill on Kickin' KUWS. They sold 5 million copies of that Super Murgatroyd hit.
My favorite from Fats was Blue Monday. He's great at tickling the ivories on that one.
That's why you're so cool, Cal. You dig the offbeat tunes, which makes you so hip there, Daddy-O.
It's always come naturally to me.
How do we do it anyway? No cool Cal Sabatini with the New Year's Eve 1959 spots.
Sports. Let's face off, fans. Catching its second wind in the final 7 minutes of play, the Superior State College basketball team staged a tremendous spurt to put the finishing touches on a 65-60 upset victory over the UMD Bulldogs last night at Gates Gym. Guards Bob Hurley and Jim Petretto, along with Don Midman, were the spark plugs in the final surge, coming through with key field goals and free throws. Guard Tom Stone sank the final field goal for the Bulldogs. Red Auerbach, who says we just play him one at a time, has led his Boston Celtics to 17 straight victories in National Basketball Association play, something no other man has done. The old Washington Capitals also won 17 straight back in 1946. Auerbach coached that team, too. Number 17 was achieved last night at the expense of the St. Louis Hawks, 96-82. Hawks owner Ben Kerner spoke shudderingly of Big Bill Russell, the Boston center. Quoting him, "He beats you psychologically. He just jams them down everybody's throat." A new decade of college football begins tomorrow with Syracuse, Georgia, Mississippi, and Wisconsin favored to ring it in with bowl victories. Unbeaten Syracuse, the nation's number one squad, but never a bowl winner, is favored by 13 points over Texas in the Cotton Bowl at Dallas. Wisconsin, the Big Ten titleist, is a touchdown favorite over host Washington in the Rose Bowl at Pasadena. The usual giddy atmosphere is easily understood. This is the 46th game in the history of the oldest postseason game of all, and the 14th in an intriguing series between the Big Ten and what was once the Pacific Coast Conference. The Badgers won their first undisputed title in the Big Ten since 1912. Crowds are expected to range from 100,000 at the Rose Bowl down to 12,000 for the Tangerine Bowl. Attorney Roy Cohn's group says the Ingemar Johansson-Floyd Patterson rematch for the heavyweight boxing championship will be staged at New York's Polo Grounds in mid-June. Johansson has been named Fighter of the Year by Ring Magazine for the second straight time. His selection is based on the dramatic third-round knockout of Patterson June 26th at Yankee Stadium. Willie Shoemaker, his fifth national writing title already won, goes into the final program of 1959 today with 343 winners. The Shoe put together a triple yesterday at Santa Anita to run his 10-year total to 3,617. This is Cal Sabatini, hoping all your face-offs are friendly.
The 60s, boy, better not change us from cool to lame, Cal.
It isn't the decade that defines us, Timmy. It's what's inside us.
Ho, ho! That's heavy, Cal. I've been considered jive since the 20s.
See, that's what I mean. What if I become like Joe? No offense.
He was never cool, not from what I hear tell.
Who are you calling uncool, Buster?
I don't care what temperature you people are. You're all just annoying.
Oh, yeah?
This is not so cool. How about we do a 1957 KUWS Twin Win on our top 14 tunes of the 50s? Definitely way cool hot wax for Specialty Records and Larry Williams.
I got a girl named Pony Marone. She's as skinny as a stick of macaroni. Ought to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. Thank you.
Jones and Boney Maroney on Kicking KUWS here in the middle of a KUWS Twins with the Hollywood Flames as we buzz, buzz, buzz on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Well, buzz, buzz, buzz goes the bumblebee. Tweedledee-ledee goes the bird. But the sound of your little voice, darling, is the sweetest sound I've ever heard. I've seen the beauty of the red, red rose, in the beauty when the sky is blue. I've seen the beauty of the evening sunset. But the beauty of you, sweet as honey from the honeycomb. Sweet are the grapes from the vine. But there's nothing as sweet as you, darling. And I hope someday you'll be mine.
Sunny from the Honeycomb, from Ebb Records, the Hollywood Flames, and Buzz, Buzz, Buzz on a 1957 KUWS Twin Spin.
Now, Douglas County Ag Agent Bertie Ebling with the passing of a once honorable and vital profession.
I love bumblebees, and that can be spelled with one or two words. Bumblebee or bumblebee. You put the space between bumble and bee if you choose to. And it's ironic, if not downright humorous, that this Buzz Buzz song is about romance, because, indeed, bees are a very social insect. They form colonies with a single queen and fewer than 50 members. And like romance, the female bumblebees can sting repeatedly. 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 Repeatedly.
Oh, there repeatedly. He goes again. Somebody, repeatedly. Please slap him.
How can I keep my coolness when I'm hanging around with these guys?
Oh, thanks, Denny. I appreciate you slapping me on the back and not in the face like a certain colonel did.
A pleasure. Now about that honorable profession.
Every time I see a horse and rider along the highway, the sport is a favorite one among our teens, I wonder where the owner takes the horse when he, meaning the horse, needs new shoes.
Trade Home Shoe Store. Hoof Department.
Good one, Tim, but not correct. I checked. I got busy tracking down the missing shoer for a shoeee. I trotted around town, so to speak, placed a number of calls, and I found me a real blacksmith, forge and all. This fellow's been smithing since he was a wee lad of 8 years old, and he's now 65 years young. He's Henry Nick Sr., 302 South 73rd Avenue West, Duluth, and he's well known among equine owners in the Twin Ports and the upstate area. In his heyday, horses eat hay, get it? A little ag agent humor.
Very little.
In his heyday, he traveled over a wide section. Mr. Nick still takes care of horses in suburban Superior, Oliver, and other places along Highway 35, as well as the Iron River District. He still keeps his forge blowing a good deal of the time, says he's plenty busy enough for anyone his age. There are others who operate riding academies locally, as well as nearby farmers who, in lieu of a blacksmith, use the ready-made horseshoes. They believe if the shoe fits, put it on.
This guy is a couple of lures short in his tackle box.
Thanks, Douglas County Farm Agent Claude Bertie Ebling.
This hot plate makes you feel good to be young in the 50s. Let's rock and roll down the countdown of the top 14 songs of the 50s with the Spaniels and Goodnight, Sweetheart from 1954 and the Tim Michaels New Year's Eve Dance Party.
Goodnight, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go.
say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, babe. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Mother, oh, and your father, like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
You're in the middle of a KUWS Twins win, and this is Buddy Holly with Peggy Sue on Kickin' KUWS.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girlies, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallis, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
From the summer of 1957, the late great Buddy Holly and Peggy Sue on Kickin' KUWS. That was a new sound, a simple sound that was way out of this world, man. Hey, what's the word from the bird, Gunn?
I'm at the Club Palomar in Oliver, outside of Superior. I'm really about a block away because the place is packed and there's no place to park my chariot. And when I use my binoculars, I see some real tough bouncer types outside the Palomar's door. I think they kicked sand in my face since the beach one. And it's still in there. Okay.
So you're not going in?
Yeah, I'm not getting combat pay, cuz. I can tell you that Miss Nanette Hall, with the $50,000 wardrobe, is playing a special limited engagement tonight. She got raves from Winchell, Earl Wilson, and Ed Sullivan, although Heather Hopper hated her.
Just jealous.
I tried to swing by the Tower Theater. That place has gotten pretty seedy, man. The bouncers told me to make like a library and book. They said I was bad for their business. They had a strip show going. Revealing. Tantalizing. Tempting. $7 million worth of undraped dolls. I'm coming back, Clyde. It's too dangerous out here on New Year's Eve.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
Next, the Liars Club is in. Let's twin spin. What number are we on, Denny?
You don't know?
You're not keeping track?
What, you run out of fingers?
Are you just here to give me a hard time, Colonel?
Yeah. Why are you here?
Well, I've got plenty of good reasons to be here. Because well, I'm part of the Foxhole Gang, and we're going to be pontificating about the 60s, which I tell you what, will be a whole lot better than those radical 50s.
This will be your 10th song, so it should be the number 4 song of the 50s.
See, I didn't run out of fingers, if you include my thumbs. The 4th best songs of the 50s, a high-energy, burning rubber twin spin with Little Richard and Tutti Frutti from 1955. Check out every time he sings a wop bop a doo bop a bang bang boom and the drummer plays right along with the bops and lomps. And
wop bop a doo bop a lop bop bop tootie boo oh hoo tootie boo oh hoo. I got a girl named Sue. She knows not what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows not what to do. She rocked to the east, she rocked to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. Through the food, oh Rudy. Through the food, oh Rudy. Through the food, oh Rudy. I got a girl named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a girl named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Do the food, oh Rudy. Do the food, oh Rudy. Do the food, oh Rudy.
KUWS twins with Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love, but I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I changed my mind, this world is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. My nails down and I twitch on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great. Balls of fire. Hold it, baby. Well, I often love you like I love you should. You're fine. So kind. Don't you tell this world that you're mine. Ain't it too bad that I quit on my thumb? Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. Well, Mr. Rank is just great. Balls of fire.
From Sun Records, The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, that 1957 hit Great Balls of Fire, sold 5 million records in the first 10 days it was in the record store.
Now, with tongue firmly planted in the cheek, here's George G. Newton of George G. Newton, Yaley Realty, and the Liars Club.
Well, thanks, but I gotta tell you the truth, though, first. I got a 6-room house, 1 bath, a garage, new water line. It's on Iowa Avenue, and it's yours for just $3,300. No lie. I got a 3-bedroom with basement, 220 wiring, new oil furnace. It's convenient to school and the bus line, 5200 East 1st Street. It's got immediate possession, just $8,000. No lie. Then I got this sweet downstairs apartment on John Avenue. It's got 2 bedrooms, private bath, stoker heat, just $45 a month. Still not lying.
And how about a few tall tales?
Allow me. I've got the whopper of 1959.
Oh, it's good. It's good, all right. I couldn't tell a fib as county ag agent. I'd get in Dutch. But Joe's got a good one.
When a Texan says Texas hasn't got the biggest of everything, it's bound to be a lie. Well, partner, there's a fellow named W.C. Cook in Wichita Falls who fibs so well about what he says is a Lone Star shortcoming, he's done himself and his state mighty proud. Cook today was named world champion liar for 1959 by the famed Burlington Liars Club.
He topped this year's mountain of mendacity with a story pinned on, of all things, lack of wind. For that, it's all yours, Joe.
Thank you. You have heard of big winds? Well, last summer, he had so little wind down here, he had to take down 2 of the 3 windmills on his ranch to get enough wind to operate the other one. And if he hadn't taken down the wire fences that were obstructing the wind, that wouldn't have worked.
The organization saw fit to pin that doubtful honor on 3 other tales, including this one by R.T. McCullough of Winnipeg. About the only crop we can't raise up in Manitoba is sunflowers. Being so far north, we enjoy the midnight sun, and sunflowers, following the sun around, they twist their heads off.
An Air Force man lied his way into an honorable mention with one of the shortest entries in the Liars Club files. Master Sergeant William Leach of Bunker Hill Air Force Base in Indiana offered this comment tied in with 1959 headlines. I firmly believe all TV commercials and panel quiz shows.
The Liars Club is finished, but the Foxhole Gang and Rocket Club will begin to look at 50s and 60s. A real downer to say the 50s in past tense. Let's pick it up with Elvis and Salvis on KUWF.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Well,
was high class. Well, that was the lie. And I said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a habit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
Yeah, baby. From 1956, top on the pop, R&B, and country charts, Elvis Presley and Hound Dog. Hound Dog gives Elvis dibs for the longest-running number one song in the pop charts, 11 weeks. He got on Real Numbers on the Ed Sullivan Show that summer. 60 million cats and kittens and daddy-os and mommy-os tuned in to see him gyrate on the boob tube from the waist up. That was, which one was it, Denny?
Third.
Third best rock and roll tune of the 50s.
Now we'll look at the 1950s and then the 1960s with the Foxhole Gang with George G. Newton, Superior State College sociology professor Luther Pickelmeyer, and World War I veteran Colonel Joseph P. Rampoli.
So there is a reason for your being here.
I don't need any reason to be anywhere at any time, nor do I need your permission for anything, McPickle.
Hey, now, just wait a doggone minute. I'm here as vice president of the Rocket Club with my good pal, Superior Radio Amateurs Association, President W9UXZ. W9UXZ is the club's president, re-elected in a questionable manner on the second year anniversary of the launching of Sputnik.
You can call me Jerry, or just Jer for short, but and for Pete's sake, there was nothing questionable about it. I won fair and square, and you know it, Joe.
It was my turn. Vice presidents get to be president, just like Nixon will be next year. But no, Mr. President for life.
No, I insist that my presidency is legit and free from any bias or any coercion or corruption.
You did offer me a free space comic for your support.
Aha! And that's why the club membership voted to reinstall your regime 2-1.
Oh, I assure you, the free space comic did not influence my vote. I just thought Jer was the best choice.
Best choice?
Boys, now hold on. We have more pressing things here to decide in front of us. We must somehow make sense of a decade of unmatched prosperity and unmatched fear of an arms race that threatens our very existence.
The 1950s, time of technical triumph, draws to a close tonight, and the world embarks on a new decade on the edge of a strange new frontier. At midnight, men and women around the world will greet the dawning 60s.
Hem, if I may.
Well, please do. After you.
Oh, sure. Be all chummy with Bertie after he voted for you.
This was the challenging, still unfamiliar horizon of the new decade, born of a period of unprecedented advances of rockets, satellites, automation, and of computers that outrace the human mind.
Boggles the mind. The problem is, too many people want to rule the world. Look at the commies. Mao, Stalin, Khrushchev, and now that slacker, that bearded guy, whatever, in Cuba. You know what I'm talking about.
Bad dressers, too. That drab olive look just doesn't inspire.
Now, the colonel's right. Age-old problems of peace and decency still remain, and these two mark the occasion of the 50s, legacies of the past and responsibilities of the future.
As the church bells and partygoers sound forth in merriment, there will be prayers and expectations that the time ahead in the 1960s will bring elucidations. Signs both for optimism and angst are in view.
Yeah, prosperity abounded and leisure increased. That only made slackers out of us. Material comfort beats those of any civilization that ever existed, and religious institutions thrived. And what do we do with it? We make rock and roll and produce a bunch of juvenile delinquent hellraisers. That's
what we do. But don't be too hard on our youngsters. I see them every day on the farms and at 4-H meetings. They're super duper.
And new churches were springing up about as fast as shopping centers, bowling alleys, and suburban homes.
And not to mention drive-ins, you know, the theaters and car hops. We had some fun at those places, although we never did get any dates. I can't figure that out.
Well, you kept spilling your root beer because you got too nervous every time you talked to a girl. I teach you everything I know about suave and debonair and for what? Embarrassment, that's what.
Well, that pretty much guaranteed with you two and your shirt pockets full of pens.
And your top button always buttoned.
Your too high flood pants were also a bit garish, especially the checkered yellow pair.
Again, we're like drifting from the matter at hand.
I say, this is exasperating. Simply irksome. There's no logical flow of thought. It's incongruous.
Ah, a couple of balloon lungs. Just plain annoying, if you ask me.
We need to regroup.
That's my cue for the number two song of the 50s of the rock and roll variety. It's Dion and the Belmonts, and I Wonder Why, on the Tim Michaels 1959 Dance Party.
Love you like I do. Don't know why I love you, don't know why I care. I just want your love to share. I wonder why I love you like I do. Is it because I think you love me too? I wonder why I love you like I do, like I do.
Avenue in the Bronx, Dion and the Belmonts, I Wonder Why, on Kickin' KUWS. Dion's still with us because he couldn't afford the 36 clams to fly with Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, Richie Valens, on their fatal flight from Clear Lake, Iowa to Moorhead, Minnesota, on the winter dance party last February.
I told Joe, Bertie, and Jer that the police reported a flying saucer outside of Old Main here, so they're off to check it out.
No, you mean they're out to the basement to hide?
Yeah, probably. Okay, Foxhole Gang, let's figure out the 50s.
Okay, well, we had our share of blessings and challenges. Wider distribution of modern medicine saved and extended lives, but overpopulation looms as a problem.
So the saving and extending of lives thing was bad?
Certainly not. Innovation is always a societal good. We also streamlined agriculture, piled up billions of dollars worth of American surpluses, but children starved in the Far East.
Men traveled by jet faster than ever, but they saw less as they traveled. Nothing like a low-flying DC-3 for me.
Seeking to perfect the ultimate weapon. Now you're talking my language. The world discovered it was contaminating the air, so they paused its testing, uneasy and certain about whether to continue. It sounds like a commie pinko plot, if you ask me.
What were the main features of the 50s, you ask? Notably, it was the decade when man cast his first primitive vehicles into space and glimpsed the far side of the moon. But the territory is still a dark alien domain. Science, the colossus of the era, also dominated other realms. It licked polio and learned to revive dormant hearts. It started a college boom in engineering and technical courses and turned kids into amateur rocket builders.
I wonder if our rocket boys found the flying saucer.
Science also moved into homes with gadgets and automatic dishwashers. I always thought that would make the missus happy, but no, she wanted to talk, too.
And how about that big television screen? It changed a lot of family life into a spectator affair.
It was also a decade of the organization man, of efficiency testing, of management surveys, unseen persuaders, tranquilizing pills, personality adjustments, increased alcoholism, mental illness, and divorce.
It was mostly a decade with a Kansas Republican, Dwight D. Eisenhower, in the White House. Thank God, after 20 years of New Deal Democrats.
It was a time when the West saved South Korea from communism, lost North Vietnam, and saw Hungarian freedom fighters defeated, and revolution in Cuba.
It was a decade when the free world stood firm on Berlin, but saw its Middle Eastern alliance crumble. Americans spent billions to contain communism, but the communists grew stronger, even without Stalin. It was pretty much all Truman's fault.
It was a mixed, illuminating segment of history, of successes and frustrations. It was part of the lesson for the next chapter of the story, the 1960s.
The Foxhole Gang, always in orbit.
Okay, bud. There was no flying saucer, or invaders, anything.
Bob, the jig is up. I mean, if extraterrestrials were out there, we would have known it. How could the police be so wrong? I trust the policeman.
Lucky for the aliens that they weren't there, I tell you.
Yeah, lucky to them.
Well, I'm rather relieved to tell you the truth. At least the fresh air was nice.
We could all use some fresh air after all this hot air.
Now the bossiest disc of the 50s, as judged by me, as we watch the 50s sail off into the horizon, is the Satins and In the Still of the Night, or as I like to say, In the Night with My Still, on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Ooh.
Butcher, doo-wop song of the 50s, the Five Satins, and the Still of the Night, the boss rock and roll disc of the decade. Near on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
You are, sweet prince.
But wait, I can't seem to make up my mind. It's got to be another hot wax that is the top of the stack at the back of the wax. It's none other than Chuck Berry, his 58 poetry in motion, Johnny B. Good.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
Yeah, the people passing by would stop and say, oh my, that little country boy can play. Chuck Berry and the absolute Emundo rocker of the 1950s, and Johnny B. Good on Kickin' KUWS. From Chess Records in 1958, Johnny B. Good is about Chuck Berry and his rise as a country boy to get his name in lights. But some parts are not true. He could read and write very well and graduated, hold on to your crew cuts and ducktails now, from beauty school as a hairdresser. And the 50s fade out into the twilight.
They'll never be able to take the 50s away from us. Just like they'll never be able to take the bums out of Brooklyn.
But the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles in 1957.
Yeah, you want some cheese with that wine? I'm going on my sixth decade and you don't see me pulling out the hanky.
Memories and impressions of this time will always be featured not only in historical records, but in our reminiscences.
Hey, I'm back, and I didn't get pounded. Time to celebrate the new year. And why is everybody looking like they spilled their malts on their favorite white pants?
Tim's on in the mouth because the 50s are over.
My cool days are over, big gun.
No way, Jose. That's the official word from the bird, cuz. Hey, remember when you turned on the helium in the studio? Or the time you barricaded yourself in for no apparent reason?
I tried to break the DJ sleepless marathon in 5 days and didn't even make it through the first day?
TV came here in 1953, and the Braves won the World Series in 57.
Yeah, and Sputnik went out in 57, and I'll never forget that beep, beep, beep.
In the end of the Korean War in 53, we had a conga line, accordions, and everything going on.
Or the day Superior tested its civil defense sirens in 56.
Oh, gosh, was that great.
Who scared the dickens out of me and all the ducklings we were releasing at Barker's Island?
I've got a surprise I've been working on all month. It's my electronic audio montage of some of those great moments.
And I helped.
Ooh, I'm tingling with anticipation.
A surprise for little old me?
Okay, a little old turn of the knob, and we relive the moments.
In my mind's eye, in here.
Actually, it's your mind's ear, Jerry. That's why I should have been president.
There you go again.
They invaded South Korea. We and the United Nations came to the rescue. We kicked them out of South Korea. They kicked us out of North Korea.
But what George is saying is that we made a stand.
And the fighting has stopped.
Yeah.
And our boys are coming home.
That's why we should make merry. You know, I remember August 14th, 1945, when we had Ernie Roken in and Buddy Budnick in with the accordion and the guitar.
Oh, man, I don't think my campers like accordions.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, man. Last time we formed the conga line. That was fun.
Let's make it boy-girl.
That means McGogo first, then the nurse fist, then McPaulson, then McMichaels next, since he wants to be a nurse and wears a dress. Then McNewton, then the pinko labor guy, and then...
Stop calling me a pinko, bub, or we'll go outside and settle this like men.
Yeah, well, now you've got to be the girl, since it's boy-girl.
I means to girl. Tell ya.
Okay, campers, the war is over. We're signing off now and promise to be back tomorrow, same time, same campground. For Lou Martin and the gang, I'm Tim Michaels, the one in the nylons and in the conga line. All right, here we go.
I go last. I don't want anyone touching my conga.
A shame. It's such a nice conga, too.
Sure. Blame Jack. But there won't be any trouble remembering I'm the talent.
You know, I'm not quite following you guys.
It's too horrible to consider.
What?
Look, they're lighting up the teams now.
And there's a thick, long rope.
Overhead, time!
Time for what? What's happening?
They're having a red versus white tug of war.
And you guys are the whites?
Along with the congressman and admiral. But it's Jack's digestive system that we're worried about.
Oh, in so many ways, it's too horrible to think about.
White's over here, red's over there. Now, go.
Maybe a little prayer would be in order.
Oh, goodness. We have to go for a few minutes, Timothy.
Hopefully it'll be mercifully quick.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
I can't tell you how badly I wish I was there, campers. One more toe-tapping tune, and we'll go back to Redcliffe one last time.
Machine Gun Kelly's on the phone again.
Did you get pounded by Red Eye?
No, man. He split.
Hey, that's cool.
It would be, except Officer Mackey is giving me the evil eye now.
The man in blue with a badge?
I think I'm going to get another free ride in his black and white. At least I won't get caught in this traffic jam.
You better climb down, E, because I'm not climbing up there.
Hey, Officer Mackey, if I jump. Hey, Timmy, I'm going to need bail again, man. Good to see you again, Officer Mackey. Right, Captain Kangaroo? My favorite is Mr. Moose and the ping pong balls. Think I can watch it tomorrow?
The inmates get awful ornery if they can't watch the captain.
Okay, baby.
Oh, I love this job, man.
One. Begin the test now. I said now.
You mean now? Now?
Well, what's the use of having a countdown if I have to explain it? What the hell is up?
There goes the duckling. Quick, bust it all, flying to feed the band.
Hey, servants, the servants are frightening the children here. The kids are running, and the dogs are running. The ponies are running, and they're tripping over their big shoes.
ECF and GL people are running. Fish are jumping. Oh, the humanity.
Ha! Works like a charm, eh, Colonel?
I feel great.
Ha!
Nothing like a blaring, wailing doomsday sound to cheer a body up.
To explore nether regions of our universe, we will learn and perhaps meet new life, not unlike our own, as we establish a brotherhood of the stars.
Wow, that's almost comforting.
Now, let me cue up the sound recording that my Earthbound Brotherhood, ham radio operators, have managed to capture as Sputnik flew overhead. Just take a minute here. That gun flimsy tape. listening to Tim Michaels yammer on about Chuck Berry. It's our first transmission from outer space.
That's some kind of code. Some secret commie code.
Nope. Just beeps. Pretty cool, eh?
You are good, Joey. You are good.
Well, what'd you think? Pretty nifty, eh?
That was crazy, cuz.
I don't know what insanity has to do with it.
Crazy is good, Professor Picklemeyer. So is boss. Which is what I think that was. Way to go, Joe.
Nice job, Joe.
Well, mister, miss the 50s and think it'll cost you your cool?
You kooky engineer, you got some jets and they took off. You kill me, man.
Ah, shucks.
It was a remarkable decade.
And the 60s, you know, I got a feeling they're going to be pretty fast.
Cats and kittens, we're going to be back same time, same dog pound, different decade. The good Lord willing, and Buddy Holly doesn't haunt me for not making Peggy Sue the best song of the 50s. For Denny Anderson and this motley, cool, crazy crew, this is Tim Michaels rocking your world. Happy New Year! Happy 1960!
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1959. An original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances for tonight's show are by Duke Skorich, Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, Joel Anderson, Danielle Kading, John Munson, Brian Matuzak, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1959 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram and Duluth Herald. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
Like the baby nursery chair from the Kinder House at 1226 Tower Avenue. It's Kinder?
Kinder is child.
Oh, like kindergarten?
Kinder is an attitude.
Yeah, but I thought they maybe made it a Kinder House.
Don't argue with that, all right?
Okay. I'm correct on that one. I think that's the Kinder House. Okay.
Well, science also moved into homes with gadgets and automatic dishwashers. I always thought that would make the missus happy, but no. She wanted the doggone thing to talk, too.
She wanted to talk, too.
Like,
you
like
had
the extra
to talk.
Time.
Yeah, she's got the... Now like she wants to talk to you. And he didn't,
like,
you know...
She wants to
oh, yeah, that reads. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's clear. Okay.
She still wanted
yeah.
to.
Yeah, all right.
That wasn't good enough. She wanted to talk.
No, you know? Now she wants to talk. All right. Science also moved
up. I got it.
No, yeah. I thought you said she wanted it to talk.
I know. Well,
because I ain't going to talk to her. She might as well talk to the dishwasher.
Memories and impressions of this time will always be feated not only in historical records, but in our reminiscences. Reminiscences.
In our memories.
Yeah, but...
Don't kid yourself. You ain't getting anywhere with that.
Hockey players don't hug.
I'm okay with it if it's a leaning from the waist type quickie.
Did Mr. Straightlace over there say quickie?
On public radio?
That's where I draw the line.